Hello, welcome to the Speak Slowly Please podcast by Amanda Gray. This week, we will be reading some stories about the 2012 Olympic Games. Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, issued a rallying cry to the capital as the Olympic flame neared the end of its journey. He declared, "The Geiger counter of Olympic mania is going to go off the scale." The torch bearing the flame made its way through London on the penultimate day of its 12,900-kilometre, 70-day journey from Greece. At a reception held to celebrate the start of London 2012, Mr. Johnson said, "I have never seen anything like this in all my life. People from around the world are coming and seeing the greatest city in the world." He also had a message for presidential hopeful Mitt Romney, who had appeared to question Britain's readiness to host the Games. "There is a guy called Mitt Romney who wants to know if we are ready." "Yes, we are," said the mayor. "The stadiums are ready, the transport infrastructure is ready, and our Team GB athletes are ready. They are going to win more gold, silver, and bronze medals than you would need to bail out Spain and Greece together." The flame ended the day in Hyde Park in front of 60,000 people. Johnson's patriotic message comes as Prime Minister David Cameron declared the world's biggest sporting event will lift up our troubled nation. As the Olympics kick off in London today, Cameron said the friendly games would show the world the best of British. More than 4 billion people are set to tune in to Friday night's spine-tingling opening ceremony, with a further 80,000 spectators descending on the Olympic Stadium in Stratford. Some tickets remain unsold, however, those costing £1,600 and £2,012. The £9.3 million Games may coincide with a double-dip recession, but Mr. Cameron insisted it could act as a national morale booster. Speaking at the Olympic Park, he said, "We want this to be a Games that lifts up the city, lifts up our country, and lifts up the world, bringing us together." Although Mr. Cameron admitted his fingers were crossed for everything from the weather to the transport infrastructure, the Prime Minister spoke of his high hopes for the Games. "From where I stand, I think we are set for a really remarkable few weeks for Britain," he continued. "Let's put our best foot forward. We are a fantastic country. This is a great moment for us. London will today become the first city to stage the modern-day Olympic Games for a third time." While temperatures peaked at 30 degrees Celsius on Wednesday, wet weather moving in from the north is set to punctuate the sunshine. While it's still going to be around 24 degrees Celsius today, unfortunately, there will be the possibility of thunderstorms and sharp showers this evening and over the weekend, said Met Office forecaster Charles Powell. "Compared to last month, there is still a lot of fine weather for those arriving for the Olympic Games. It's just going to be very changeable, so we will need to be prepared." In London, temperatures on Saturday are set to hover around 20 degrees Celsius, while Monday will see much cooler temperatures of 17 degrees. However, most of the showers will fall in northern England and Scotland, away from the main Olympic events.